The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Woo!
Boo whoop, boo weep. What a sad President's Day. At least there's robo porn.
There you go. There you go.
Ew.
Hey everyone, it's Anthony in East Zimbabwe.
And hey everybody, it's it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 122 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Betty's up for Monday, February 19th, 2018. Wait, what the hell does that supposed to mean? I'm always up. Anyway, background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at incompettech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys.
Betty, thanks, Betty,
Betty, Betty, Betty out. You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You
thanks,
got
Betty.
It, Joe.
Sorry. Sorry.
For what? There's
I don't
nothing
know.
To
I'm
be
talking over
about.
Betty. I'm anticipating.
Oh, yeah,
Betty's,
I was thinking.
Betty's track.
Yeah, I was thinking you had like a delay or fast forward action going on over there.
Maybe a little bit of fast forward action. Maybe I'm just in a little bit of a time warp, you know.
I could think so.
In a time warp.
Speaking of time, we had an awesome time this morning, folks.
Oh my God, didn't we? It was freaking awesome.
Yes, we had a live weekday rush hour show. We took over.
Yes, we did.
Betty wasn't pleased. She was pissed.
No, she was not. We kicked her out of the studio. We kicked her out, and we took over, and it was pretty fun. You know, we've had our moments, but I've gotten a hang of the timing now of it, the timing and everything. So as long as the timing is still good, it kind of all flows together.
Exactly.
And your head has moved around on the screen. Joe has been suffering, I'm going to call headis mispositionis on his webcam lately.
Well, okay, so my view screen then, is that an accurate depiction of what you're going to see?
Usually that's the case. I mean, I see your head. Your head is smack dab right in the middle of the screen now.
Okay.
But it does pretty much fill top to bottom. So you got a little bit of head space and your chin. You got a little bit underneath your chin, and that's it. And then I got some wide space between you, so it's good. But it just seems like before, you used to like seem to sit so much further away from the webcam, and now it's like you're up in my face. Like, hi, I'm up in your face. You got a phone in front of your face.
Well, I don't know how to judge depth perception because I'm sitting a good distance away from the camera, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm actually sitting a good distance away from the camera.
Are you? That
so
camera's
like,
kind of weird then. Maybe, does it have like an auto face zoom function on it or something? Don't go looking now, because we don't need. This is something you look at after the show, or we do before the show. But I'm thinking maybe it's got like a face tracker thing on it.
Well, it has a face zoom, and guess what? For some reason, it appears that it is all the way zoomed in.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
But it keeps resetting itself, and I think that's because the TrueConf app has control of it.
It's the Russians. So, it's Russian, you know. It's, oh my God, your head's getting huge. Oh my goodness. Great. Now I'm just sticking up your nose. It's probably a good thing you guys can't see all this. Now I'm I see the plant next to Joe's head. So I don't know where Joe has gone. The Chicago studio camera has devoured Joe in some strange fashion of Super Zoom.
So, well, you know, this is all better than the talking point I was going to talk about next.
Well, what was your next talking point going to be? Because we talked about Weekday Rush Hour Live, which was great. I had fun. And then what are you going to tell us, Joe?
You know, when I was writing script, I was in script land. I was just kind of not in a general good mood. I was just like, fuck everything. I don't give a shit about anything
fuck
anymore.
Fuck everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get
just
it.
Just like, fuck everything. Fuck just it. Fuck yeah, it all. Fuck it. Fuck it all.
Fuck it all. I.
You know, if you fuck it all, too, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566. And let us know about it, and maybe we'll have something in common. I'm itchy, and I don't know why.
Are you itchy? Do you have itchiness?
I'm feeling itchy.
Are you?
And we have a 100% humidity, basically, so it's not like it's dry skin. It's annoyance. But anyways.
Oh, I was hoping. I found a Fuck It All commercial on YouTube.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's all on-screen stuff, so I don't think I'm going to find it. And I've already given up on it.
There's no clever audio? Fast.
No, there was no clever audio. So life moves fast, and now we're moving into something about generation issues.
You know, I think, I don't know if you can experience this, Anthony, but I think it's becoming harder for our generation, the kids, to keep a smile on our face when we're talking to our parents, especially, and I'm going to kind of preface this by maybe potentially saying white folks talking to our parents.
White folks talking to parents?
Yes. Okay.
Well, I don't have that problem because I'm not white. No, I am. Maybe. What am I? I don't know. I'm having issues. Wait, I know. I know. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I thought that deserved...
That solves everything. That solves
that deserved...
everything.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality.
I think we've reached.
No, but I was talking to my mom, and I think she's swallowed some of that Trump Kool-Aid because she was getting all excited about the tax bill.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, mom, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
It's going to be nice for a couple of years. The only thing that scares me is that they're doing less withholding, or apparently the IRS is calling for less withholding, because I've noticed my withholding has gone down. Yeah.
They haven't published the form.
They haven't published.
Get the fucking form published so we can get our withholding correct.
And that's the thing that scares me, is also the fact that apparently the withholding changes may not actually help you cover your tax burden at the end of the year. And that's what what concerns me the most, is that, great, I might be getting an extra...
But guess what? You're getting more money back.
I might get more money back, but then at the end of the year, I might have to pay like a $2,000 tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a concern. And that a lot of economists have kind of pointed to that as being a concern, is that the tax didn't necessarily go down. It did go down, but
criminal.
The withholding went down.
I think that's
down.
A fucking criminal action.
No, I know. I agree. I totally agree. But
I mean, that's outright criminal. And
it is outright criminal.
Everything that's been happening is outright criminal.
It is outright criminal.
You know,
are you outright criminal? Are you outright criminal?
Well, not... Well, I don't know. Sometimes.
If you are, call us at 813-327-8566. Otherwise, I know. I agree. It is. It should be... You know, it is criminal. It is criminal with what they do with the taxes. And unfortunately, we just allow it to happen. We just allow it to happen.
So, you know, I see that you got an interesting talking point here about the cannabis and the banking industry. Because I was in the banking industry at one point.
So we're done talking about our parents?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's just sad. It's just part of our generational gap in a lot of ways.
I think
and it
so
may not
too.
Be true for all families. but I know it varies.
You know, and that's just how it is. And unfortunately, you know, our parents are, which is fine. You know, they've lived their lives. They've done things their way. And I totally get it. I don't know. Maybe our generation is less trusting of politicians. You know, I honestly didn't really trust any of them. And I voted Green. And I really kind of had a problem voting for her. But I can't stand the libertarians because they're just crazy. They're just like, no laws, everyone, it's Wild West. Okay, great. That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say Mad Max and the Thunderdome?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm
That's
not...
where life is going, though. That's where
it
life is.
Is
going, it, eventually.
Unfortunately, it really is. Especially...
It's going to price everybody out, and people are going to be stuck in cages. Crazy vehicle contraptions.
There are. I've known people that liked living in cages, but we won't get into that. So cannabis.
That's another show idea.
That's another show idea. Cannabis and the banking industry. Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know if our listeners know, but and I'm sure some of them or most of them do. A lot of these businesses that either provide medical marijuana or provide marijuana in the recreational sense. And this is California, this is Oregon, this is Washington, this is even like Illinois and Florida. Florida, we have, you know, we have medical, so they make the sales. And the problem is banks will not give them accounts.
Exactly, because it's a illegal federal.
It's a Schedule One narcotic federal thing, and it I guess it somehow ties back to like aiding or espionage or either which way you get tied with drug charges. So a lot of these banks are not, especially the big ones. They just don't want to touch them. So what the fuck do you do with all this fucking money? I mean, seriously, they make a lot of money. Where the hell do you do with it?
Farco.
Partco, yeah, exactly. So California is considering a public and a private option for banking for cannabis industry professionals. So we'll see what happens with that. One of the biggest concerns is that regardless of what bank they open, they won't be able to get a master account with the federal government, which, of course, means you can't do ABA processing.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of a problem. Because that's kind of
so,
how the
I mean,
banking
they can store your money for you, but that's basically
it. They can store your money for you. Maybe
they're a big vault for you.
Yeah, maybe you can withdraw, like, in the form of a Starbucks gift card or something. I will take a $2 million Starbucks gift card, please. But, yeah, at the end of the day, if you need to make that money go somewhere, that money is going nowhere. It is still safer than storing it in the dispensary itself or off-site at, say, someone's house. So in some ways, it's great. But then on the other hand, it's a problem. However, this an interesting point about all this is we have the explosion, I guess you could call it, of this whole cryptocurrency market that's out there.
Right.
And there's a lot of talk that cryptocurrency is actually going to wind up being weed's best friend.
I have a side story for the crypto, and I'll have to provide a link. I'll have to provide a link later. But there was a crypto miner that the FCC recently told the owner to stop using because it was interfering with a 700 megahertz. 700 megahertz cellular network.
Oh, so he had some kind of rig or something that mm-hmm. was just generating this high frequency.
700 megahertz signals,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And so it was really badly interfering with their network.
It probably had like arrays of GPUs and shit. Arrays of GPUs.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Which is so sad because I like GPUs because they make things pretty on the screen. And they're very expensive right now, unfortunately. The pricing is pretty high. I've looked at it and it's made me want to poop my pants.
They want to make bitcoins.
They want to make bitcoins.
Dogecoins and all that shit.
Which I still don't know where I sit on the whole Bitcoin thing. Part of me thinks that it's a viable option. Part of me, I'm like, I like it because it's actually a non-traceable currency. It's not it's an anonymous currency, which I do like about it. However, I don't like it because it's an anonymous currency. So it's kind
and
of...
And it could be stolen at a whim.
It could be stolen at a whim.
If you have the right tools.
If you have the right tools. So...
Yep.
Exactly. How does that all work?
Yeah.
Very complicated. And that's kind of my thing. Do I want to put money in that type of thing? No. It just, you know, just doesn't sit with me. So, also, do you got gas? Yes, gas prices in the Bay Area are rising. And actually, this information is from last week. And I did not bother to update it today because I had a million things going on. So, this is what you get. Last week, gas prices in the Bay Area were up 12% since January 15th. Okay.
Damn.
And I actually checked and they've gone up higher. They've actually gone up a little bit more. So I probably say almost 13% now since January 15th. Tampa went from $2.38 to $2.67 a gallon. Chicago, you guys were at $2.82, which I guess in some stations you went down to $2.72. Champaign-Urbana went from 267 to 240, and the crude oil price has been falling. But apparently, the Tampa Bay area has a huge supply and demand problem with all of this. It's probably all these little dicky trucks that are driving around because these fucking things are huge and they're everywhere. They're everywhere, and they are gas guzzlers. Gas guzzlers to an nth degree. So. I think, what do we got? We got 3 minutes left, so why don't you give us some oopsie poopsies?
Ooh, oopsie poopsies, but
we'll
first...
Just a few. We'll do a couple, and then we'll spin the wheel. Or do you have something?
Hold on, though.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to take a look at something. I wanted to see, like, what the average capacity gas tank was for a Buick LeSabre back, say, in the 1970s. Because
probably
back then...
16 gallons?
16 gallons?
Roughly 15, all right,
so
gallons.
So if it's 16 gallons, and back then I was able to find gas that was 99 cents a gallon.
Wow.
So back then my gas would have been about 15, 16 bucks.
Yep.
That's fine, right? Mm-hmm. But now, if I'm paying, say, 240, which is what, Champaign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Shit, that'd be like 40 bucks a week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A week.
Oh, yeah, easily.
There would be no way I could afford that car.
No. It cost me about 40 bucks to fill up the car.
Damn.
Luckily, at least the little commuter car, it sips gas. So I only fill it up once every 2 weeks.
Really? That's yep. Nice. Yeah, that's nice. And no. Now that there is these hybrids, you probably can get even a better gas mileage.
Oh, I'm sure.
So.
But we got what we got right now because it's paid off. So,
all right,
we got
go
a minute. We
some,
got
oopsie poopsies.
Okay, we got
here.
A minute and 40 seconds. So,
all right, let's do oopsie poopsie. Where's that oopsie poopsie button? Come on, oopsie poopsie button.
It's time for the oopsie poopsie corner. Hey, everybody, it's the Oopsie Poopsie Corner.
Oopsie Poopsie
so,
Corner.
Let's see what the Oopsie Poopsie Man left for us. Let's see. Oopsie Poopsie! Turns out the Flavor Blasted Goldfish package was accidentally replaced with Ajax detergent.
Oopsie, that's not good.
Oopsie, yeah. Oopsie Poopsie, what's that smell we smell everywhere? Oopsie Poopsie, the King of Farts is here!
That's the smell you smell everywhere. That's probably what happened with the goldfish, too.
Oopsie poopsie went to town, got hitched up on a pony.
I see.
Oopsie poopsie then wondered, what the fuck was that all about?
I think several people do, actually, at this point.
Oopsie poopsie, I've maxed out my credit cards and I can't live anymore.
Oh, oopsie poopsie on that one. I know someone in that situation right now.
Oopsie poopsie, nothing is original anymore and that sucks.
That does suck.
Hey, care to share your own oopsie poopsie moments? We'd love to hear about all your shit. Give us a call now or later at 813-327-8566 and put us in the know. And I think we could still pull that wheel if you want.
All right, I'll make it. It's a quick story. All right, go ahead and give the wheel a pull then. All right, there we go. That was a good pull. That was a good pull. There you go. You had a lot of practice pulling, haven't you?
Not as much practice as that one guy.
Oh, Jesus, right? Tell me about it. That's ridiculous. 57 times.
Woo.
All right, so this one comes from ABC 7 News Chicago. And while Florida holds the unofficial Chiampa Radio Award for having more crazy 911 calls than anywhere else, every once in a while, an idiot from somewhere else in the nation pops their head up above the rest. What do you do when you find yourself locked out of your Facebook account? How about calling the police? Yes, isn't that awesome?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, call 911 when you get locked out of your Facebook account. Police in suburban Park Forest posted to their official Facebook page Friday morning that officers responded to a call for service after a resident was locked out of their Facebook account. It may have been the first time they have been called for someone being locked out of a social media account, and they claim that while the request is unique, it is not the first time or the first time they've gotten a strange call. But have you gotten calls because clams were too small or because McDonald's was out of chicken nuggets? Yeah, exactly. The department receives approximately 18,000 calls for service every year. And while it might seem like a call for Facebook's help would be a hindrance, the Park Forest Police Chief said that they'd rather take your unusual call. Be careful what you wish for. Back to you, Betty. Does Betty speak after this?
She does, but she seems...
Back to you, Betty.
She seems,
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
I think we're going to have to skip that because it seems to not have been loaded into the system.
Oh, okay. So what? Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chiampa Radio from WRFU, the World Labor Hour, and all new from archive.org, Tech News Daily by Tom Merritt. From RadioForAll.net, CPR News with Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and Upfront Soul with Sanguine Fromage. That's a pretty good shows. Visit Chiampa.info for our complete broadcast special.
You know, I gotta say, folks, it's Chiampa Radio is more than just the Joe and Anthony show. We've got a lot of cool stuff out there. But
exactly.
For now,
we have the weather.
It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently rainy, 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 rainy lately at 57 degrees. Dew point is at 55 with humidity of 93%. The winds are out of the south at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 24. For you pilot types, the visibility is questionably reported as 10 miles because I also heard on WGN, the newscaster's like, I can't see anything out there. So it's like, okay, what is it clear or is it not clear? Be clear about it.
We don't know what's going on.
Right. Tonight, Monday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, low around 55. A low around 55. That is unheard of in February. Breezy with a south-southwest wind, 15 to 20, with gusts as high as 30. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. Tuesday, even more showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy metal rainfall. High near 61, south-southwest winds are 15 miles an hour.
Wait, did you say heavy metal rainfall?
I did.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure that I just wasn't too far out in Margaritaville.
Chance of precipitation of that heavy metal rainfall is 100%. New rainfall 100%. Amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. Tuesday night, rain before 2 a.m. Then freezing rain likely between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. And that's bad.
I'd rather take freezing rain over metal rain.
Yeah, but freezing rain makes you slip on your ass.
What does metal rain do? I imagine it would puncture you in the head. Now I've got a concussion. Metal debris is belting me from the sky. Anyway, please continue.
No, I'm, you know, I was trying to say heavy metal like it's raining Van Halen or,
Oh, Purple Rain. No, not Purple Rain. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, sure. Hold on. September Rain. Was it September
Yes,
Rain?
There we go.
September
there
Rain.
There we go.
Okay. So, all right.
Anyways, so lots of water in our forecast, folks. Wednesday, though, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 36. And little or no other rain in the forecast, which is good. And that's your Chicago Shiapa weather.
Awesome.
We now have some fun news.
We do, don't we?
Yes.
And now for the news. And now for the news.
You think your job is a grind?
Is your job a grind?
Yeah, try working at the Whole Foods, which is apparently a pretty tough place to clock in every day. I wake up in the middle of the night from nightmares, an anonymous staffer told Business Insider, which spoke to 27 current and former workers. The stress has created such a tense working environment. By the way, this lovely story is from The Telegraph by Madeline Marr.
Yay, The Telegraph.
The stress has created such a tense and working environment. Seeing someone cry at work is becoming normal. Crying? There's no crying in supermarkets.
No.
Seriously?
No.
What's the problem? Nope. Seems the Austin, Texas-based chain, which was bought by Amazon last summer, has initiated a new inventory system called Order to Shelf. And I'm sure this is now going to be taught in economics classes.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Order to Shelf, it's pretty hardcore and breaking down morale. Apparently, Amazon's founder is Jeff Bezos, who went to high school in Miami-Dade. Mm-hmm. So anyways, according to Supermarket News, OTS is when distributors and suppliers deliver small batches of product to retailers, which helps stores keep backroom inventory down and, of course, saves money. To keep shelves fully stocked, staffers have to hustle more than ever.
Ooh.
To add insult to injury, managers walk around conducting pop quizzes, doing spot checks, and checking off scorecards to determine how quickly the shelves are replenished.
What the fuck is a pop quiz?
Exactly, right? How many Twinkies do you have left in your shelf? Like, you're supposed to know this shit on the fly.
Fuck that.
So, yeah, you know, to insult to injury, managers walk around and do these pop quizzes, doing spot checks and checking off scorecards to determine how quickly the shelves are replenished. Do all items on sales floors have accurate signage? That's important, I believe.
I agree.
Reads one of the myriad questions on the scorecard for a produce staffer. Are all displays that are not pulled down at night maintaining 75% holding power or greater throughout the day? A scorecard grade below 89.9% is considered failing, and the employee may be subject to termination, not to mention humiliation.
Wow.
So, but, you know, here's the thing, though. I've seen the employees at my local grocery have those scan guns, and they go around and they just scan things, mm-hmm. and they input a number, and they go to the next item. So I'm thinking that there's also computer control to some of those, too.
Probably.
You know?
Most likely, I'm sure.
You know, some of it, I know that labor is an issue these days. But I also wonder, too, if it's not also some of the, I don't know, the attitude of the employee.
Maybe.
Especially with
maybe
this generation.
Not. I don't know.
This generation of people. This generation of people that doesn't want to work, but wants to have a say in how things are done. You know, but they're made to work at these things where they're trying to implement these procedures. And are they being just whiny little complainers about it, or is it really all that hard? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. My whole thing is the pop quizzes and the scorecard thing and how quickly the shelves are replenished. It's somehow that to me sounds almost a little micromanagey. And whether or not it's a process to implement things, at some point when you start to micromanage your employees are miserable. And I had worked for a micromanagey boss for over 10 years when I worked for the phone company. And let me tell you, there were days where I wanted to strangle the woman. And I probably would have if I had been able to get away without getting arrested. So, but security was pretty tight. So I don't know. I think in some ways, maybe, they might be a little harsher than they probably need to be in terms of stocking groceries, I guess. I don't know. I guess I've never worked in a grocery store, so I really don't know how well that kind of all falls together. Oh, God, it's already 8:30.
Yeah, I haven't either, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
so
looks like we're running out of time.
We've lost time. Yes, we have. Time just disappeared. So,
why don't we take a break, and we can always save these stories for a later time so we can maintain time.
Okay, well, why don't you talk for just a few moments, because the new copy for This Way Out also came out, and I would like to get it to read it on the
air. Well, folks, if you want to be a part of this unique experience, which I know Anthony's going to also say later too,
yes.
You know what? I could just go ahead and read that part of the script if you'd
like. Why don't you just read that part of the script, and then when you're done, I will have the news copy. Hopefully.
Well, thanks myself, I think.
There you go.
Do you want to be a part of this digitally encapsulated on air, spelled with an H and an E, fangfalutin, fake Christian, chicken exploding?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. There we go. See, I need a fucking touchscreen.
Right? Well, visit shiampa.info. That's shiampa.info to find out how.
All right. Thanks, Joe. And if you want to be part of our experience, 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, 78ers recall the Sydney Mardi Gras brutal beginnings. A Rainbow Minute remembers out Australian poet Dorothy Porter. And in the news, Malaysia's press parrots the government's pathetic homophobia. Rights advocates condemn Indonesia's anti-queer attacks. Bermuda is sued anew over marriage inequality. Trump's education department denies bathroom passes to trans students. And LGBT Olympians add lavender to gold, silver, and bronze. All that and more on this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Shyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. Everything will be hexadecimal when we return in 4 minutes.
Woo-hoo. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Morning is your time. The earth wakes up with you. Always feel that spark of life in everything you do.
Grape Nuts. For you, it's as natural as the morning. No sugar added, no preservatives. Just an honest, nutty crunch. Post Grape Nuts cereal. You know when you've got it good.
Yes, you know when you've got it good.
Attenzione! Give your hamburger an Italian accent with new Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano. Delizioso dinners from Chef Boyardee you make with hamburger. See? Pasta and Italian-style sauce simmered to bring out the Italian in me.
Bravo!
New Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano gives hamburger an authentic Italian accent.
Lasagna, spaghetti, all your favorites. Mangia Chef Boyardee Hamburger Italiano.
Hello.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
Wiki Wick Wack Database.
You are listening to Shyampa Radio.
Hi, this is Whisper Wisdom, and today's Whisper Wisdom is, speak softly. This way, no one can accuse you.
Yachoo!
Yachoo! Whisper wisdom.
Yachoo!
Just because Joe is not have his headphones on yet, I can't stand this cart. But this cart plays every now and then, and I just can't stand it sometimes. Look, Joe's back. How are you?
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Hey, Betty here. What the fuck was that just playing? I think Joe or Roger or maybe even Anthony have lost their minds. Or maybe they just need a life. Who knows? I know, and that's why you should tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit www.shyampa.radio.com for more. Background music tracks are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit www.incompetech.com. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, cue Betty.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Lush Day, President's Day, National Chocolate Mint Day. Well, after you figure out how you got chocolate mint in your eyelashes and finished masturbating all over your favorite president, why don't you go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Betty, what's going on? We're not paying for another update, Betty. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. We're paid enough. All right, Betty. Go somewhere else, Betty.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial...
Oh, poor Betty. She's gone psychotic. She's been psychotic, but she's gone even more psychotic. Right? Exactly.
Betty, stop pushing those buttons, I tell ya.
So, is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampon Bay from Tampon International Airport, KTPA. Apparently, Joe has a fascination with tampons tonight. So, the weather is currently mostly cloudy and 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is 57%. The dew point is 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wait.
And visibility is 10 miles.
Wait a minute. Lies! It's a lie!
I think someone's having a breakdown on the air. How is it all lies? I was just looking at...
That's not what it says.
I know that's not what it said. I was looking at the... I typed that like 2 hours ago. I was looking at the most recent weather cast. That's why you got clicky for current weather. It's been too long. Anyway, tonight, Monday night, is going to be partly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 69. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 84. And Wednesday night, mostly clear and 67. That's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news. But I think Joe wants to say something first.
You know what? I just want to live in a city where at least the forecast is just a little short sentence. That's it.
Oh, well, but the forecast here gets terrible in the summertime. Because in the summertime, we always have thunderstorms. And, like, it happens in the morning, and then it happens. So, like, the weather in summertime here is, like, on Tuesday, it's a 10% chance of rain before 9 a.m. And then after 2 in the afternoon, a 75% chance of rain. And then after 5 p.m., a hurricane will come through, followed by a monsoon and Godzilla. I mean, that, at that point, it just gets ridiculous. So the winter weather here is very easy to forecast, but the summer weather here is a bitch because there's a lot of rain, and it just makes it ridiculous. So I like it now. Yes, this is the best time to do the weather because it's short little one-sentence weather forecast for each day.
It is.
So, but unfortunately, summer is on the way. Summer is on the way. But summer gives us better Florida news because the heat brings out the crazies. So let me go ahead and open up my news script here. All right. Ooh, this one's definitely a Florida lifestyle. Our first story. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let's take a moment to access the database.
All right. Yay.
Everyone get your shit ready. There you go. I don't think that's what was supposed to happen. Are you okay, Joe? Do you need to go clean up or something? Wow. Okay, one more time. All right. So, our first story of the night comes from WKMG News Channel 6, Click Orlando, and tells us about a man who was looking for a better way to deal with morning car line. A driver called the Lake County Sheriff's Office saying that another driver almost struck his pickup truck and ran him off the road in North Lake County. The driver observed the man, later identified as Chris, turning into the Spring Lake Road, where he nearly ran into three more cars head-on before turning into the Trinity Church parking lot. A child got out of the vehicle. I wonder if the child was in a state of panic when they got out of the vehicle.
Yes,
but
right.
The witnesses say the child walked into the school. I would have freaking ran. That was according to the witness report. When a Fruitland Park police officer made contact with Chris, the officer observed him passed out behind the wheel, and when he attempted to wake him up, Chris shifted the vehicle into drive, hit the accelerator, and ran into a wooden fence.
Oopsie poopsie.
Hold on. Oh, we need another one of those. Hold on. Hold on. Where's that coming?
You know, but here's the thing. Oh, I don't want to ever see anybody drink and drive, but I'm glad he wasn't reportedly found with marijuana.
No,
that would have
just totally
ruined
agree.
Everything.
No, I totally agree. Well, I don't think it would have ruined everything, but I mean, and it does happen, and there are a lot of stories that come through in which marijuana is somehow, you know, involved. Generally, though, it's not the only thing. Generally, it's marijuana and alcohol, or marijuana and opioids, or marijuana and meth and shit like that. So, either which way. So he ran into the wooden fence. When officers told him they were investigating a traffic crash, Chris responded that he did not crash into anything. However, officers did note damage to his vehicle and the fence, of course. Chris then alleged that the officers made him crash, and then he yelled at them. Christopher blew a blood alcohol level of 0.233. Woohoo. After being arrested. Wait, hold on. That's, you know what that is? Hold on. We're going to redo that.
I love you, man.
I love you. All right. So, where were we? Okay. Chris blew a blood alcohol level of 0.233 after being arrested and is now in Lake County Jail. He led a breathalyzer test from here to Oklahoma.
Yes, he did.
And he won a prize. He faces charges of driving under the influence of property damage and child neglect. According to court records, this is Chris's second DUI offense. Records show he pleaded guilty to DUI back in 2016 and participated in Florida's catch-and-release DUI program.
God.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Self-driving cars can't come anytime soon.
God, I so welcome the idea of self-driving cars. I know people don't like it, and I know people are upset that their computers and such crash. But keep this in mind. Almost every airplane that's flying in the air right now is controlled by a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. All of their air traffic is controlled by a computer. Millions of flights a day. Trust me, I'm totally ready for self-driving automated cars. All right, so we're going to move on to our next one.
Ooh.
ABC Channel 6, Philly, brings us our next Florida news story about some parents of the year who thought they found a great way to watch the Super Bowl with their friends without having to bother with a babysitter. According to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office report, deputies were called to the beer house in St. Bernal after a caller reported that the parents left their child unattended in a truck outside the bar while they were inside drinking alcohol and watching the Super Bowl. Upon arrival, deputies located the child wandering the parking lot all by himself.
Oh, boy.
They were met by a woman, Crystal, with a K, the child's mother. Crystal spelled like the little hamburgers you get at the fast food restaurant.
Yes.
So that should kind of give you an idea of what you're dealing with here.
The fake White Castles.
The fake White Castles. Crystal, with a K, said she was meeting her husband, Robert, at the bar to watch the game because it was a very big event. She then, according to reports, talked about the Eagles and attempted to fist bump a deputy. Authorities say alcohol could be detected from her breath. Crystal told the deputy that she had left her son in the truck to watch YouTube videos because the bar wouldn't let the boy inside after 6 p.m. and that she periodically checked on him, and that she told her son that she would be right inside the building should he need anything. Instead of just taking your child home,
yeah.
And I'm sorry if you don't have cable, which is probably the case, and just, life sucks sometimes. You'll live. Witnesses from the bar, including the bartender, told police that they saw Crystal, with a K, come in and out of the bar periodically in the two-hour time frame. They were concerned when they saw the child running past the front door of the bar. Exactly. Crystal claimed that it wasn't abuse, and she did it because it was the Super Bowl, and she really wanted the Eagles to win. Robert and Crystal have been charged with child neglect without bodily harm.
Yeah, because you're drinking, you're going to then drink and drive home with a child.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, plethora is up. I will go through this one. Actually, this one, I kind of found out, really wasn't even a Florida news story, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It actually happened in Philadelphia, I believe.
Oh, that's
yeah,
okay.
So, and I'll make it really quick, though, because I know plethora just started. Click Orlando brings us our final crazy news story of the night. It didn't happen in Florida, but it happened to someone going to school in Florida, so that's good enough for me right now. Belen, 21, of Snowflake Beach, Florida, claims that before she flew home from college to South Florida, she called Spirit Airlines twice to ensure that she could bring along Pebbles, her dwarf emotional support and life coach hamster. She claims that the airline told her that it would be okay. Unfortunately, when Belen arrived at the Baltimore airport, Spirit refused to allow the tiny animal on the flight. With only her friends hours away at campus, Belen was stuck. She claims that an airline representative suggested that she just flush Pebbles down an airport toilet. Panicked and needing to return home promptly to deal with a medical issue, Belen unsuccessfully tried renting a car and agonized for hours before doing the unthinkable. She flushed Pebbles. Yeah. She's now considering filing a frivolous lawsuit against Spirit Airlines over the conflicting instructions that wound up pressuring her into making the anguished snowflake decision with a pet certified by her doctor as her emotional support animal. A spokesperson for Spirit acknowledged the airline mistakenly told her that Pebbles was allowed, but he denied that a Spirit employee recommended the option of disposing her pet in an airport restroom. The TSA has no problem with carry-on hamsters, but it's up to the airlines whether they allow hamsters on board. Most major carriers such as American, Delta, and United do not allow rodents over concerns about safety and health, adding to a host of controversy that has been surrounded flying with comfort animals. I still want to fly with a comfort donkey. And that's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty. Back to you, Betty. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, no. I'm having unable to load issues.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned into, Cyampa Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be part of this unique show experience and now go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start blabbing on about this or that. Now grab onto something because here it comes. Woohoo! It's the Plethora Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
You got it, Anthony.
Betty has been very temperamental tonight, I see.
Yes, she has been. God.
Do I get extra pay? Do I get extra pay for filling in for Betty?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Or extra padding for the chair.
Extra padding
so,
for the chair, right?
Plethora really isn't full of much of anything, so I thought we'd just kind of continue talking about a few things. Joe's pregnancy.
Yes, Joe's pregnancy. By the way, if you're listening and you want to give us a call, again, 813-327-8566. I see we have a few of you out there. Don't be shy.
Yay.
We're a little fucked up right now. Yes, Joe said he was. Did you say you were pregnant? You did mention, yes. I think, off air that you were pregnant, and we wanted to share the congratulatory with everyone.
My butt hurts. That's for one. My butt hurts. That's for one.
So you have hemorrhoids. Is it the hemorrhoids thing?
I've been eating a lot.
You've been eating a lot. Yay, Joe is pregnant with God knows what.
Oh, we got a call!
We have a caller. We have a caller. Hold on, caller. I'm going to grab you in just a moment here. Hold on. Hello, caller. You are on the air. I think we have you now. Right?
Hey, exactly.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man, it's going, you know that. It's going. But, man, I tell you what, there's some crazy shit going on here, man.
Is it?
It's
is
crazy.
It?
Well, here's the deal, man. We got Boo-Boo Brown out of jail there in Alabama.
Oh, good.
And he got so used to it. Yeah, he's back in the bunker. He's with the clay people. But okay. He got used to sleeping on a bed or like a cot, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, well, let's go see if we can find you something. So we're driving around, and we see this place called, I think it was Mykea or some shit like that.
Ikea?
You ever heard of it?
Ikea?
Ikea.
Okay.
Yeah, man, we going there. We were like rats in a rat maze, man. We're going around and around in circles. I'm like, what the fuck is this place?
It's Ikea. So, anyway. It's Swedish. It's Swedish. They confuse you. They make you buy things by confusing you. Just wait until you get it home.
So anyway, we buy this bed frame, and man, we bring it down to the bunker, and I'll be a motherfucker. We're still working on that son of a bitch, man. What the fuck is this? Like a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, stuff. Yeah. It's like, it's like stereo instructions.
Her plucking the screw in blue fluting.
Man, I'm telling you, you got this and that, and you screw this into there and there into this, and you know what? the instructions, they're for idiots. They ain't got no printing on them.
It's just pictures. It's just pictures.
It's like a comic book, man.
I know.
What the fuck is going on in this
show? I tell you what, though. If you just got Boo-Boo out of prison or out of jail, then I'm sure he... Just tell him he's got a lot of screwing to do, and then I'm sure he'll be more than happy to continue to help out.
Well, he's down there now. I had to quit, man. I'm putting holes in my fingers and
that's how that IKEA stuff goes.
Yeah, man, I tell you, that's crazy shit, man, there. But I tell you what, they saw a lot of that shit, man. There was a lot of them apocalypse zombies walking around that store, man. You know, they like, you know, they stop in front of you, and I'm the only one in the store, you know. Did you ever meet them people? I'm the only one in the store.
Oh, all the time. Uh-oh. All the time. All the time.
I'm telling you, man, they always follow me. I must stink like shit or something. They're always in front of me. Wow. And I'm like, you know what? Next time I'm going to rub some fucking donkey shit all over me and see if they stop in front of me.
You can get it from my emotional support donkey that I'm going to bring on Delta Airlines. So anyway, Izo, we got to let you go because the ugly lights are coming on.
All right, man. We'll see you later.
All right, Izo. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling. All right. So, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and my tampons have arrived. Wow, you really are on the tampon train, aren't you? So I want to thank you. Why? I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, hey, yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Triampa Radio. Hey, come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net, you can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern on Shyampa.info.
Yes, please. Please tune in to Weekend with Joe. That's when I do most of my server maintenance, too. You can make your morning commute more commutable. We weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. Except for this morning when we locked her out of the studio.
You got it, Anthony.
You got it. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then you can catch Traffic with Toppers, weekday afternoons, 3:30. Gil dusts off some of the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Yes, that's
true. Yes!
Wow, Anthony! So much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody.
Huge
Be sure you tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet station, Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.info. Listen live, check out the Joe and Anthony Pass shows, our Facebook and Twitter links, and see our most current broadcast schedule there. And make sure, folks, that on the weekends you also can listen to the World Labor Hour. It comes on at what 5:30 a.m. or is it? No, it's 5 a.m. Central Time.
It's 6 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, 6 a.m. Eastern and noon Eastern. And make sure you twaddle our Twitter.
Exactly.
Twiddle our whatever the fuck twaddle twat twat.
Exactly.
Ooh, here's the patriotic part.
Hey!
I can't stand up, though. I'm hooked up to a whole bunch of wires.
And I can't sing, so that takes care of all of that.
God bless America.
So, you know, there's so much awesome stuff, right?
Awesome stuff.
That's all we got to say.
There you go. No, but I was, like, listening to some, you know, because I was off, so I was kind of be able to really listen to the studio, the station all day. And in all, I love some of the programming we carry, especially like New World Notes and Shortwave Report. Gives a lot of good news that you don't hear anywhere else. But yeah. I gotta wrap this up. So thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at shyampa.info on your web browser. Remember, folks, don't coat your hamster in oil before flushing it down the painting of a sexual aliens, which is totally irrelevant, while at your job at Whole Foods because we didn't read that news story turning you into an unemployed alcoholic that desires tampons all the time for a dime. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for Easy Breezy.
And that's a wrap. Bye-bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.